Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Tax increment financing is a tool cities use to help subsidize projects. This week, the council heard a presentation from EDA coordinator Nate Carlson on a local company's expansion. Aurora Pharmaceutical, a local veterinary pharmaceutical company.
We employ over 100 highly skilled physicians and are a national distributor for pharmaceuticals that maximize livestock and companion animal health.
They received approval of a new product by the FDA, and with that, will need to expand their manufacturing space. While they've had offers of free land, tax rebates, and grants from another state, they want to stay local. Due to their location off Highway 3 behind Cannon Valley Vet, the expansion will mean purchasing public land.
They requested to acquire 0.35 acres, which is roughly 15,000 square feet, of current city-owned parkland that runs along the trail behind the building. They need to reconfigure drainage ponds, maximize the building footprint in order to adhere to the LDC.
The purchase price was figured at nearly $23,000, which will go to the city's park fund. Aurora Building Manager Randy Ernst spoke to the Planning Commission a couple of weeks ago. He said they're working hard to make it look pleasing. They'll plant shrubs and trees and offer a place for picnickers near the trail. Carlson said the project right now will exceed $2 million with the possibility of further expansion. Aurora doesn't need upfront financing but would like a pay-as-you-go TIF. The ask is for $230,000 over an 8-year time frame. The EDA and Planning Commission have both reviewed the plans and recommended approval to council. A public hearing will be held at the City Council's September 4th meeting. Out with the old, in with the new. The defeat of Jesse James Day's rodeo grounds have been getting a makeover with newer bleachers. Committee members T.J. Heinrichsy and Sandy Vesladal were in studio with a request. Help them raise the bleachers. No wrenches involved, just a drive over to DocMo Ford this Saturday. From 9 to 2 p.m., all you have to do is test drive a new vehicle. For every test drive,
Ford will donate $20 to our bleacher project. Up to $6,000.
The old bleachers were bought used over 30 years ago. As for the new bleachers, they were bought used in 2016 from Jackson Speedway. They were put in a field until the committee raised enough money, they thought, to put them together. However, with a giant erector set, sometimes pieces are missing. Heinrichsy said with aluminum prices high, they had to scramble to find pieces.
We want to make sure they're structurally sound. We have to have them inspected. Want everything safe, so we went above and beyond and put additional bracing in. Well, that bracing needs to be put in before you can put all the seats in.
Peterson Equipment is putting them together. There was also a lot of dirt moving and more rock that needed to be brought in.
It was one of them things. We bought them, we thought, for a great price, and then found out it takes that great price again to put them together.
The new bleachers will seat about 1,500 and will have handicap accessibility. Vesladal said they'd like to see 300 people come to drive a vehicle at DocMo Ford to raise $6,000. Their full interview is on KYMNRadio.net. And renovations continue at the future home of Reunion on the corner of 5th and Division. Brett Reese, part of the local ownership group, said it's taking a little longer than they anticipated. The historic structures date from the 1870s, and the renovations to this point have been aimed at uncovering the original character of the spaces. When the project's complete, the casual restaurant and bar will have a historic urban industrial feel. Patrons will enter Reunion from the 5th Street corner and walk into a grand entry with a two-story foyer and bar. The street level will also contain dining tables with an open wood-fire grill kitchen, while the upstairs will contain another bar and lounge and an entertainment event space. Reunion plans to open for business in the spring of 2019. News from around the state is next.